Kira, Kira, Kira Summers, Summers, 726-96. Today's the 28th. She has complaint of abdominal pain. Patient's a 25-year-old young woman. Doesn't work at this time. Complaint of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, dry heaving, and diarrhea and constipation. This has been going on for the past few weeks, but last night the pain was worse than it's ever been. In quotation, medication, over-the-counter medication. Last period, earlier this month, denies pregnancy. Medical problems, rosacea, surgery, none. COVID vaccination, up to date, times 3 jabs. Family history, non-contributory. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, no drug use. Allergy, none. Patient's allergy, none on drug allergy. Review of system as above. 107 over 70, 71, 98.9. Heart positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rash. There's tenderness noted about the periambolicus, right side, left side. There's definitely tenderness over the right lower quadrant, which is concerning. No tenderness over the gallbladder or Murphy. No Murphy sign noted. Assessment number one, abdominal pain. Number two, pain has been going on for a month. Number three, pain was worse last night, the worst she's ever had. Number four, patient ultrasound of the abdomen is non-diagnostic. Next number, patient needs to go to the emergency room for repeat urinalysis. Even though your analysis was done a week or two ago, CBC, CMP, H. pylori, and a CT of the abdomen. Next number, a note was given to the patient to take to the emergency room physician now. Next number must be evaluated ASAP. Next number, patient was not treated. Next number, patient knows that this woman especially can have what's called chronic appendicitis in quotation, and the pain could be intermittent. We must rule out intra-abdominal catastrophic event. Patient agrees and will go to the ER now. Thank you.